Hey folks, this is Kevin. On this week's episode of Risk, we have a very special treat. We're calling it the best of Risk inanity, but really, it's the best of Risk original music. Everything from the Stamps.com song to T.S. Madison singing "He Took a Good Dick Out of This World," that and so much more. But before that, if you've never been over at patreon.com/risk, you're really missing out. We feature so many bonus stories over there, as well as interviews with storytellers, conversations with people on the Risk staff and the Story Studio staff. There's check-ins from me. There's ad-free versions of the episodes. And depending on how much you donate over at patreon.com/risk, there's perks like having video chats with me, free tickets to Risk shows, or even the possibility of me writing a song about you like the many songs you're about to hear on this episode. Plus, we really need it. Really. The financial support of our fans has been so crucial to us in 2020 and 2021 that it has meant us being able to keep this running so far. We got a big staff, we're all overstretched, we're all underpaid, and we all dearly love and believe in this show and have every intention of keeping it going by any means necessary. So help us out over at patreon.com/risk, and if you want to make a one-time donation, that's at paypal.me/riskshow. Now here's the show. Kids, this is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison. This is Steven Bernstein behind me now. I don't know if you recognize that track, but it was in a few of our earliest episodes, and that's what we're all about this week. This is a very special celebration we're doing this week. We're calling it the Best of Risk Inanity. But this is original music that we made, like the Stamps.com song, and original music that some of you made, like various Risk theme songs, like that one we just heard from David Bucks that was a parody of Philip Glass-style stuff. And we're going to hear some of our favorite sound collages and Easter eggs, just all the audio craziness. Our favorites that we can recall from over the years are going to be jam-packed into this episode. Now, if you're wondering why we haven't done a Best of Risk music episode recently, you know, those episodes where we feature our favorite songs by already established artists that we choose to feature on the show, we're taking a little break from doing those. But you can always go over to Spotify to check out the Best of Risk music. They're all there. All our favorite songs we've featured on the show. It's an amazing playlist. The curator is me, Kevin Allison. I think there's 481 songs in that playlist now, and it is, you can just play it on random, and it is always a joy. But on this episode, we're celebrating the songs we created, or sometimes you, the fans, especially for the show. In a little bit, we're going to hear some tracks from Jeff Barr, So Say the Elemental Wizard, Jordan Cooper, Roosevelt Dime, Andrew Burns and J. Walter Hawks, Brian Babylon, and myself. So without further ado, let's dive right into the audio mayhem. This is the best of Risk Inanity.
Risk.
Risk?
Mm-hmm. Risk.
Risk?
Yeah. Risk.
Risk?
Mm-hmm. Risk.
Risk?
Yeah. Risk.
Risk?
That is funny.
Risk?
Risk.
Risk?
All right. Risk.
It's a good time. Risk?
That's great. Risk.
Isn't that great?
Risk?
Yeah. Risk.
Risk?
Yeah. Yeah.
Risk.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
That's pretty
That's
funny.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm. Take a chance. Do it now. What's the risk? There's no risk. Go on and love somebody. Love somebody. I took a risk and then I died. Now I'm dead, locked inside a box in the dark. And I thought I was smart, but I'm not, but I'm not. That's what happens when you risk. That's what happens when you risk.
My baby, she's a risk taker, undercover deal maker. Salt and pepper shaker, make a good man fall. Stays out all night, tell me that it's alright. Big hips, loose lips, and that ain't all. Shit, my big risk mama.
Big risk mama.
Do what she wanna. Oh, big risk mama, come and take a chance on me. Shit, big risk mama.
Big risk mama.
I know I shouldn't, but I wanna. Oh, big risk mama, come and take a chance on me.
How can I tell you the things I've done? I never thought I would tell anyone. I took a risk, and now it's done. I gotta tell you, I gotta tell someone.
Oh, a trip to the post office is hardly ever quick. Driving there, finding parking, it's a hassle. So do what I do, use Stamps.com instead. Stamps.com is the quick and easy way to get postage on demand. Buy and print U.S. postage for any letter or package. Using your own computer and printer plus a digital scan. Oh, you'll never waste time at the post office again.
I use Stamps.com and I'm obviously cool.
Use the promo code RISK for a 4-week trial.
Plus $110 bonus offer.
That's the digital scale and $55 free postage. Go to Stamps.com before anything else. Click the mic on the homepage and type in RISK. That's Stamps.com. Enter RISK!
Wow! 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 So I feel the dick meat, heavy dick meat, the dick meat, heavy dick meat, what? Horse dick, heavy dick meat, heavy dick meat, what? It's the biggest horse cock that I've ever seen, heavy dick meat, oh my God!
I'm Kevin Allison. This is Burm, Burm, Burm. Bear. Wait. Bell Wharf. I'm Kevin Allison. This is Burm, Burm, Burm. Bear. Wait. Bell Wharf. I'm Kevin Allison. This is Burm, Burm, Burm.
He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick. He took a good dick out of this world. That dick is really that good.
Relax and take a nice dip, a nice warm bath from a crack to put a smile on my lips. But something went wrong. Things getting too hot. The water is fine. The inferno is not. Hot tub on fire. Hot tub on fire.
Ha 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 Take it from this redhead queer. You don't have time to go to the post office. It will be packed with so many people you'll want to scream. So use stamps.com instead. You use your own computer and printer to print your U.S. postage.
For your letters and packages.
We use stamps.com. Why don't you use stamps.com?
Right now, get this special offer when you use my promo code RISK.
It's a no-risk trial, and we know that's just confusing.
Plus $110 bonus offer
for the digital scale
and free postage.
Go to stamps.com before anything else. Click the mic on the homepage and type in RISK. That's stamps.com. Enter RISK.
I wasn't a normal kid. I wasn't, though. I wasn't, though. I wasn't, though. I wasn't, though.
Very hot.
I got a rock.
Trick or treat, trick or treat. Give me something sweet to eat.
I got 5 pieces of candy. Hey, I got a package of gum.
I got a rock.
I got 3 cookies.
I got a chocolate bar.
I got a fudge bar.
I got a pack of gum.
I got a rock.
This is wrong. It's sin. You're trying to advertise your body as bait. You're trying to use it as a lure. You're trying to use it as a sex kick. Young lady, listen to me. You are a fool. My God, put some clothes on you. Did you ever think that you would come to the time in America to where that women would walk around so undressed that it would defy all description? And I really didn't know what I was doing, they said. I just pulled off my clothes and I had to do it. Inspired by the powers of darkness, you are a fool, girl. You're a fool.
I was hooking up with a girl late one night. Nothing too serious, but man, it felt nice. Except for a poke that I felt once or twice. And then suddenly, on came the lights!
There was a gash!
A serious penile gash!
A penis gash!
It made my lifeblood splash!
A penis gash!
Need medical help in a flash!
A penis gash!
Please fix my penis gash! No, don't touch it. No.
Oh, mailing and shipping are very important, but going to the post office sure is shitting. That's why I love a certain little something called stamps. You can buy and print your U.S. postage using your computer and your printer, too. We use stamps.com right here at Risk and tell tales about butts and poo.
Baba ganoush. Gonna eat it with some pita. Baba ganoush. Throw an eggplant in the blender.
Voila.
Baba ganoush. Ain't no one gonna keep me from my baba ganoush. Baba ganoush. Baba ganoush. A bippy boppy gloopy gloppy baba ganoush. Baba ganoush. Baba ganoush. A slippy sloppy drippy droppy baba ganoush. I'm taking it home. I'm eating it soon. Baba ganoush. Baba ganoush. Gonna drink it with a straw. Gonna eat it with a spoon. Baba ganoush. Baba ganoush. Then I see a guy who's down on his luck. And I have a heart, I do give a fuck. He looks at my bag and says, is that some food? And damn it, I was just in such a generous mood. I give him the bag and get on the train. A smile on my face, a good deed on my brain. Turn back to look, and what do I see? The man is hopping up and down and screaming at me. He goes up with a throw and comes down with a sploosh. That man fucked up a perfectly good baba ganoush. Baba ganoush. Baba ganoush. I really, really want some baba ganoush. Baba ganoush. Baba ganoush.
I've had so much dent in my body, I might as well show it off.
What all have you had done?
I've had my hips and my ass done, I've had my pecs done, underneath my eyes done, and my brow done, my cheeks done, and my lips done, my chin done, and my jawline done, my six-pack done.
You've had a six-pack done with silicone?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, girl!
my shoulders I've had.
Your shoulders?
My muscles are all silicone. And then I've had a little bit done in my bicep here.
You're a silicone maniac.
The only thing I haven't had done is my knees and my nose and my big toe. I'm like walking Tupperware, girl. I'm part of the Glad family of products.
How do I feel about queens who have plastic surgery? Jealous.
And that is the point at which Mr. Pooh sinks one of his fangs as deep as
See me, stepmother?
Well, if it isn't Cinderella freshly back from the sex jungle.
Excuse me? I was just in the kitchen cleaning.
Oh, I just assumed you were over at your boyfriend's house in some sort of sex jungle.
I don't really have a boyfriend.
Well, have a see, why don't you? Try not to leave a mark.
A mark on the seat? Why, is there a marker on my pants or something?
Well, I don't know if it's marker. I don't know if marker comes in clear and smelly.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should just get back to the kitchen and start, sweeping up?
Well, I just came home early so we could get to know each other. Spend a little girl-on-girl time.
That's so nice.
A little ATM, little ass-to-mouth. That's what you're into, isn't it?
What?
All the boys like it, don't they?
I've never really received a compliment from a boy.
What have you received other than a big, fat cock up your anus?
I'm not quite sure what that even entails.
You like fat guys, don't you?
Kind of.
You like to spread them out and lick their asses.
Okay, I just like fat guys. I don't like to do any of the other stuff.
Do you like the way they smell when they get all sweaty and you fuck them with a big fat black dildo? Let me put it to you this way.
Uh-huh.
At midnight, when I turn into a pumpkin,
mm-hmm.
If I were you, I'd turn into an ass and I'd be getting a big fat cock shoved up me. Was that a good metaphor? On your Facebook profile, under likes and dislikes for food, does it say cock or pizza?
Well, It says cock.
Well, you can clearly tell me the truth.
Well,
when you're grabbing a big slap,
I've never seen a man's penis. I've never seen a man's penis.
Oh, that's because you always take it from behind.
Well, no,
I want to do it like a boy. I want to do it like a boy.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, you want to take it up the butt like a little sailor man. You know, frogs can do that.
Oh, they can?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go get a frog right now.
I bet. Shove it up your ass.
Get your motherfucking hands over here right now. Get your motherfucking hands over here right now, Easter egg. I got something to say to you, boy. Ticky Toffee went to Zigzag Oregon and now we're infested with snakes.
Dominate the world. It's real.
This is Risk. That song, Tell Somebody, by Andrew Burns and J. Walter Hawks, that used to be the closing theme to the show. We used to close episodes with that song. And then also in that huge chunk of craziness we just heard was T.S. Madison, Ian Steffi, Charlie Brown, Jimmy Swaggart, Tim Sutton, Nathan Phillips, and Joe Schappa did that little improvised sketch there about Cinderella. The Sound Collage band People Like Us were in there, as well as the band Morning Bell. Now, folks, don't forget the next Risk live show is on November 17th. It's at Caveat in New York City. It's 7 p.m. Eastern. It'll be simultaneously live streamed on YouTube. And you can get your tickets at risk-show.com/tour. Also, don't forget to be pitching us your winter holiday stories. Stories that take place at Christmas, Hanukkah, Festivus, Kwanzaa, what am I forgetting? Any of those winter holidays, Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve. Send those stories in to us at pitches@risk-show.com. Everything you need to know is on the submissions page at risk-show.com/submissions. Let's get back to all the silliness in a little bit. We're going to be hearing from such artists as The Beatles and David Crabb and Joseph Spence and John LaSala and Scooby-Doo. And speaking of do, without further ado, here's more of the best of Risk Inanity.
You need to create an exceptional website.
Squarespace.com. Squarespace.com.
And you can drag and drop your images to upload. With Squarespace.com, your site will look great on any device.
Build and state-of-the-art web pages and blogs has never been easier. So try Squarespace.com today! Today!
Oh, dear God, my lungs!
Help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher. Here's help, Fletcher. Here's help, Fletcher. Send me any help immediately. Immediately, 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 Mrs. Fletcher.
I can't get up.
Help me if you can. Won't you please, please help, 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 help,
and help me.
Help yourself.
over here. Get your NA to work. Get your NA over here. Get your NA to work. Get your NA over here. Get your NA to work. Get your NA over here. Move your NA's in my way.
I left it alone.
I'm not your mammy. I'm not your mammy. You didn't have to be up there the whole time.
Get your NA down.
Get your NA down.
What's your NA? Your NA is your narrow ass.
Your narrow white ass.
Yeah, I know to clean. Get a bucket. Yeah, I know to clean. Get a mop. Yeah, I know to clean.
Get your NA out of here!
Are sold or theriskbook.com. Buy the Risk Book. 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 Review the Risk Book on Amazon. Review the Risk Book on Amazon. If you review the Risk Book on Amazon, then the book will sell much more. If you review the the Brisk Book on Amazon, then the Brisk staff will be less poor. Review the Brisk Book on Amazon. Review the Brisk Book on Amazon.
This is the break, you know, where they play other instruments and just take a breather. Oh!
What is happening? What is happening?
I'm very much focused lately on new attitudes, new strategies, new possibilities for 2021. only got me so far.
I'm
Gaga's funeral or something?
No, actually, I'm going to a boutique bakery because I've been cooking.
Your freaking cape has caught my door.
Could you just hurry, please?
Fine, fine, hold on. All right, we're here.
Here, keep the change.
Thanks. Can you take all these freaking crows or whatever these birds are you got in here with you? Jesus Christ.
Beelzebub, Clytemnestra, D'Artagnan, Scarlet, Epiphany, Lestat, Raven.
Inside this place where all my sadness dies, I buy the cookie then almost outside. I feel the urge to use the public loo. I need to take a poo. I lock myself inside, I'm all alone. About to sit atop my sparkling throne. I balance my purchase and unzip and sit. Oh no, a slip.
My cookie! Fell into the toilet. My cookie. It fell into the toilet. Oh, my cookie. It fell into the toilet. My cookie. What a tragic accident. My cookie.
Shit, 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 boy.
Baltimore.
Shit.
In Baltimore.
Shit.
Edgar Allan Poe in Baltimore.
Shit.
think anybody knew there was an issue with the balls. Some days, one ball may feel good, the next day it may not. It depends on maybe how old the ball was, or I think there's a lot of variables with, obviously, Mother Nature and with the balls. Everybody has a preference. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin, some guys like them tacky, some guys like them brand new, some guys like old balls. I mean, they're all different. You know, whatever feels good that day, those are the ones that I typically choose. You know, to me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them. To me, those balls are perfect. They also know how I like the balls, and I tell them how great they are before the game. So they, you know, they know how I like it, and that's, you know, exactly the way they are.
Well, this one goes out to Jim Heatman. And while we're at it, Ruben Medina. Let's not forget John Helton. And obviously David Warner. Not to mention Holly Holland. And hopefully even you. A few months back, we asked you guys if you could help us get to over $5,000 per month in donations on Patreon. That's right, I said Patreon. We said that if you'd help us reach that goal by Thanksgiving, we'd make a song to thank you for the help. And you totally did, you totally did. And now we get over $5,000 a month on Patreon from you. So thank you so much, everybody, for you. We're bringing back the sound of me having orgasms because Stamps.com might have been kind of annoyed by the orgasms, but Patreon won't care because this isn't an ad for them and they probably won't hear it anyway. Oh, it's orgasm sounds. Yes, it's orgasm sounds. Because that's how we feel about you and your support on Patreon. Yes, Patreon. Patreon. And now there's like some flutes and violins. It's probably not. Probably not actually flutes, I don't think. Anyway, I promise it'll be over. It's over. It's over.
Maybe I can pick on someone a little smaller than me.
Hey, pick on someone your own size.
What a dick.
Sir, you're a real jerk.
He's an asshole.
Don't call me that.
He's a shrimp boat.
Don't call me that.
He's a biscuit head.
Don't call me that.
He's a moron.
Don't call me that.
He's an asshole.
Don't call me that.
He's a shrimp boat.
Don't call me that.
He's a biscuit head.
Don't call me that.
He's a moron.
Don't call me that.
Granddad would slap you in the snot box talking like that.
Whatever.
Found a mess with people's heads, you know. She was just teasing us with her vulgar attitude.
How are we supposed to respect you in the morning when you treat us like this, huh?
Well, if you have to pick on someone, I just assume it was me.
Don't tease me.
Stop teasing me.
Watch it. You're getting rude.
Listen, you motherfucker. Don't you push me.
Language, language. This is my house.
What?
Why do you find it so necessary to use vulgar words?
Very goddamn funny.
He's an asshole.
Don't call me that.
He's a shrimp boat.
Don't call me that.
He's a biscuit head.
Don't call me that.
He's a moron.
Don't call me that.
He's an asshole.
That's Mr. Asshole you.
Why don't you pick on someone your own size?
Fuck you, asshole!
What kind of fucked up message is that?
He's an asshole.
Don't call me that.
He's a shrimp boat.
Don't call me that.
He's a biscuit head.
Don't call me that.
He's a moron.
Don't call me that.
He's an asshole.
Don't call me that.
He's a shrimp boat.
Don't call me that.
He's a biscuit head.
Don't call me that.
He's a moron.
Don't call me that.
He's an asshole.
Don't call me that.
He's a shrimp boat.
Don't call me that.
He's a biscuit head.
Don't call me that.
He's a moron.
Don't call me that.
I am literally sitting in my closet. In my closet. In my closet.
He can talk, 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 he can talk,
I can talk,
and sing.
Mama said, dig in, son.
Slam a ham.
But I think I'll wait until what?
Slam a ham.
Get all jump out of bed.
Slam a ham.
Let the ham give me head.
Slam a ham.
Whoa, it's sexy.
Slam a ham.
Whoa, it's sultry.
Slam a ham.
Whoa, I'ma fuck it.
Slam a ham.
Oh, the ham can suck it.
Slam a ham.
Listen, if you know anyone who's like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. That is all for this week's episode of Risk. This is Fujiya and Miyagi behind me now. This is another track that we used pretty often in the early days. For that, we heard from Alec Gross doing a little Risk theme in the style of James Brown. In that whole big chunk, we also heard from Tom Brady, no less, Clay Davis from The Wire, and lots of stuff from me and Jeff Barr and probably a few people I'm forgetting. Don't you forget, for the best of Risk music, the, you know, the more regular sorts of songs that we feature on the show, go on over to Spotify and just look for that playlist, The Best of Risk Music. The curator is Kevin Allison. It is a phenomenal resource to play on random whenever you want. Also, don't forget that on November 17th, Risk is back at Caveat in New York City, 7 p.m. Eastern, simultaneously live streamed on YouTube, and you can get your tickets at risk-show.com/tour. Folks, once again, I want to let you know that we are looking for winter holiday stories for the episode that we'll put up a couple days before the 25th of December. So send them in to us. Go to risk-show.com/submissions. And don't forget that the storystudio.org is where you'll find our storytelling training. Everyone who coaches people to tell stories on Risk also teaches at thestorystudio.org, and we do corporate workshops. They are phenomenally popular. We've done workshops for Citibank, Google, Pfizer, NYU. I mean, the list just goes on, and they are always very beloved for small businesses or big ones. Just go to thestorystudio.org. You can also hire me personally for storytelling training. Come on over to kevinallison.com and find out more about that. You can follow us on our socials. We're at Risk Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And on Twitter and Instagram, I'm at The Kevin Allison. Folks, today's the day. Take a risk. End of the episode. This is the end of the episode. This is the end of the episode. This is the end of the yeah.
Risk.
Penises and buttholes, penises and buttholes, penises and buttholes.